Barstool Pick'em. We're brought to you by our friends at Cross Country Mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage, America's crazy good mortgage company. Cross Country Mortgage combines a people-first mindset with a dedication to the fundamentals of mortgage lending, which results in a fast, easy, and stress-free home financing or refinancing experience. We love Cross Country Mortgage. They actually just kicked in extra money for the Pigskin Parlay. Play Barstool app. Go right now. Do it on Sunday. Football, NFL, Pigskin Parlay, Cross Country Mortgage kicked in an extra $5K, Hank?
It's progressive, so they're doing $5K a week. So it's a $25K jackpot. If no one wins next week, it'll be 30. If no one wins that week, it'll be 35. So,
damn.
And they're giving an extra K guaranteed money. So it's usually $1,000 guaranteed. Now it's $2,000. So
hell
thank
yes.
you, Cross Country Mortgage.
Hell also, yes. I always like to be asked to notify. There's a new thing. If people listen, like, tell me when we have advertisers or actual like Barstool fans follow the brand.
They are.
This guy Ron, the CEO, he's a huge stoolie.
Dave Conan, shout out him.
And he's been in, he bets himself, hopefully in Pennsylvania legally, but this was his idea. So when we get advertised like this, we gotta support them.
Love
because
them.
That's what makes everything we do click. So Cross Country Mortgage, if you're refinancing, these are your guys. Also huge fans of veterans.
Yes, huge fans of vets. And by the way, so you don't have to go buy them. You don't have to go buy a house right now to support them. You can just go to ccmlens.com/pick'em because they will actually help you. Maybe you're not ready to buy a house right now, but they can answer some questions for you, get you ready to buy a house, tell you what is financially reasonable, tell you what you have coming down the path. Like if you have a lease that's coming up in 6 to 12 months, now is the perfect time to start planning it because you're throwing away money, and Cross Country Mortgage will save you money every single month with great rates. And like I said, like Dave just said, they're stoolies. They love us. We love them. So they can tell you within 5 minutes how much money you can save. And it's a great opportunity to take cash out for the stuff you want, man caves, home improvement project, pay off student loans, whatever you need. Cross Country Mortgage can set that all up for you. It's super easy. The misconceptions about a mortgage being scary are wrong. They are wrong. There are no. It's not scary to get a mortgage. It's actually a great, great thing to start building some personal wealth. So go to ccmlens.com/pick'em to learn more about your future home buying experience or to refinance your current mortgage. That's ccmlens.com/pick'em to learn more. Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 3029, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org, equal housing opportunity. Okay.
Friends of the program.
Friends of the program. Barstool Pick'em. Week 13, week 14, it's icy in here. Did you bring your coat?
I'm good. I never know what we're walking into, but it is icy in here.
I walked by after advisors, and I peeked my head in here, and Rico went like this to me.
He's mad.
He did this.
Wait, there is no man who thinks he's been persecuted more than him,
yeah.
Without any facts, evidence, or anything. And I guess he thinks he's going to be the whore this session. Open your legs and dance, Rico. Even though I did say this, that's what he says in text. He's always like, and again, I don't want to go down the same formula, like, oh, it's just Dave and Dan picking on Rico. But
no.
Rico, I just want to say this, and this is all I'll say, and we'll see how it goes. Rico's new thing messaging me is, you want me to do more. You asked me to do more. I'm trying to do more. It's like, that's actually not at all. I've always welcomed Rico to be a full-time employee, but Rico came to me. He's like, I want to do more. I want to get paid more. It's like, all right, let's do more. And then he skips out on a lot of things that he's supposed to do because the Verrazano Bridge is down, even though there's multiple ways in and out of Staten Island. 6-minute difference, 8-minute difference you showed?
Yeah, 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And you could take the ferry too.
He is putting far more effort into B-Mob, not to be confused with B-Mob, than the Pick'em. But
mm-hmm.
So I have no issues. I don't know what his issues are. At all.
Rico? He's not talking. He's
the
not
whore,
talking.
I mean, you want the whore to fuck and the whole the time, and now the whore won't fuck. So you want to get laughs at their expense, now the whore won't fuck. So.
What is going on? Let's break it. Like, you can't. Are you really not going to talk on this podcast today?
The whore won't fuck.
People love the
Legs
Pick'em.
Legs are closed.
Legs are
Legs
closed.
Legs are closed.
People love the Pick'em, and you're just not going to talk. And I'm a
the
ride.
Whore won't fuck.
Can I just say,
we love the whore to fuck today. The whore won't fuck.
All right, so do you want to address what Dave just said? Because I have
they
something
need the
as well.
You need the whore today.
All right,
you want to have whore expenses before. Laugh at the whore before. Now the whore won't fuck. So we'll see how it is.
What are your gripes
going on
right
the other
now?
Side?
I gotta be honest. The whore is fucking and doesn't even know he's fucking right now. Like the whore is getting fucking trained right now. Like these clips, the whore is trying not to fuck. The whore is getting passed around the studio. Like you wouldn't believe.
It's a fucking son's locker
maybe
room right
the best
now.
Clips. The whore's trying to keep those legs closed. Mm-hmm. The whore just can't do it. They're wide open.
So Rico, what's the, like?
What people are laughing? This I haven't seen laughter. And the whore, the whore is a whore, and you know you can't a tire can't change its stripes. The whore is getting fucked.
What do you? Can you just speak, please?
Yeah, season totals.
Oh my God,
Big Cat 139.
Oh, you
want to
talk about season totals?
Five.
So, are we counting that pick?
That's bullshit. That you just take because we take picks 2 minutes before you just take the mortal lock that I got.
Dan's a big add-on guy. I added one.
I'm 13 fine
weeks.
With how
fine,
it's decided. I think Dave and Rico should decide it. I'll stick
well,
out.
We
this
know
one.
Which way that's going.
You but just said on. Take it off, and here we go again. Where it's I'm the big bad guy. I don't know what I've done. To this, like, off to earn this disrespect from the whore.
You are a good fuck.
Yeah, I know that. But you can't do it.
Right,
at
so
your
my
own.
Problem with the add-on. So I have no problems with add-ons. Obviously, I add on all the time. It was the way you phrased it that you literally were like, "I just can't let them get ahead of me on the Pat Hill, so I have to take this." That seems like. There was no reasoning behind it. It was just like I have to do it just for this. But I'll if you want, if
you've
you
done
it
on this side, well, I'm like, oh, I like this Clemson Pitt. Or
yeah, when we're doing the podcast, right, I'll add. If you're like, hey, you like this, I'll add it. But 2 minutes before, I'll let you decide.
It was buyer's remorse.
You
I regret
me,
not taking it on the spot.
You tell me. Right, fine, I'm gonna leave it to you. I'm gonna leave it to you. I will not judge.
It's fine. It's not.
I think it's it counts if I'm fine with it counting.
So just 84 and 75.
I'm fine with the counting.
I mean, no, it'll be 81. It'll be 83 and 76.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. 83 and 76.
52.2? Okay, 52.2.
So, Rico, what's going on, man? All I do is, like, I get in your hole all the time, and you just never reciprocate.
He's a rider.
I'm a rider. I'm in your hole.
I'm a rider.
You tell me, hey, you call me
well,
up. You're like,
see
hey,
that face you just made?
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Like, Big Cat, I need you in my hole right now. Get in my hole. When have you ever been in my hole? When have you ever gotten in my hole?
Every Wednesday.
When do you ever come into my hole?
All right, Hank, can you speak on behalf of the whore? What is he mad about?
I can't speak on behalf of Rico. I don't know the answer to that.
Can we get to the bottom of it? Can we at least talk it out?
What do you want me to do? It's just a mockery. It's fine. All right.
I'll just wait. Democracy?
He's here.
I'm just Nate 2.0.
That's what he said to me in text. He's like, my entire, I'm just the new Nate. I don't even know what that means.
Nate has a pretty nice career.
And Nate is nothing with content.
He's like, just here to win the Pat Hill trophy.
That's it?
Did you say mockery on purpose?
No.
Did you know you screwed up right when he
no.
said it?
Mockery is a word.
But the democracy is your.
Did
no,
you,
that's your.
Did
whatever.
You?
No, well, it's the company.
Rico, did you block Pick Central?
Yeah.
Why?
You block Pick Central.
What?
Why?
I don't get why everyone cares about what Rico, who Rico blocks.
Well, because
it's
a show he's on.
Did you see that shirt that the Democracy put out that we had nothing to do with it? That
nothing.
Is
you're the king of positive vibes, and it's like, you know,
right?
If who is it? The Lin-Manuel Miranda, whatever. If you don't like it, get rid of it.
What?
What?
Who's the lady?
He's on the show.
Who am I talking about?
Are you on Pick'em still? Are you on Pick Central still?
The guy from Hamilton?
No, the lady. The lady. The
oh,
lady.
Marie Kondo?
Marie Kondo.
How'd you get Lin-Manuel Miranda?
I don't know.
What I thought he said I thought he was talking about the Hamilton guy, too.
Yeah, he was. He said Lin-Manuel Miranda.
If Rico doesn't want to see negative vibes and someone's saying negative
but
stuff,
he brought
him.
He's as
1-13 in the last 3 days.
Everyone has bad days.
Agreed, but you
got
to kind of face it.
And by the way, I have absolutely nothing to do with that show. So what? Like, what's he mad at me for?
I don't know. I do not know. Do you want to get Cream in here? Do you want to have it?
No.
You said you promised that you wouldn't hold it against Cream for doing his job.
And you believed me.
Oh, wow. So you're fucking me. I mean, see, again, this is all give. It's Lexington Avenue, a one-way street. I get in your hole. You never come in my hole.
Whatever. I mean, you said merch is a big deal. We go out. We make the cool merch. Just, you could just copy it. Every tweet we have is being ripped. It's fine. It's whatever. It's, in your eyes, it's always, it's just going
to
be
why you
a
look,
complete
I literally
joke.
Have so 0.0 to do with what you're discussing right now.
That is a lie.
No,
what do
it's
I have
not.
To, what do I have to do with it, Hank?
You run the comp, like all merch has to go through you.
No,
you say that.
Trust me, there's hands at play.
Who's approving it then, Dave?
I didn't approve it.
Who?
I did not approve that. I have no idea.
Who? Then
you lost, like Hank said, you lost the locker room.
How do you not know? How do you not know?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
It was literally
Woke
brought
is a
in.
Guy too.
It was brought into my office, like, hey, they want to do this. I want
By who?
Enough.
Gaz?
No. Do we want to barter here? I have some information. But I literally maybe. Said it was brought and go, I want nothing to do with this. And I thought that was the end of it. And then I saw it on sale. I was stunned. As a rider, I was stunned.
You didn't pull it, though, did you?
Well, we got to pay people salaries around here. You heard that whole Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Remember Cyber Monday? We talked. It's like, what? Come in. Let me tell you this. If you came in and pushed your merch on Cyber Monday, I'd be like, well, Rico's here. He's pushing. You're nowhere to be found. The Verrazano Bridge. Then Dan sends me a screenshot. You can get here 6 minutes longer.
Going through Jersey's a whole different animal.
But you can't have both sides. Be like, no one else should sell merch in this thing except me. But then you're not here to push.
You shouldn't sell mockery merch.
Just be original.
Right. Mockery merch?
That's what it is.
We sell a lot of mockery merch.
We have to cease and desist ourselves because of that merch.
We sell a lot of mockery merch. I'm going to be honest. I hated to see it. But if those I Was Blocked by Rico Bosco shirts sell a ton, you know, that puts food on the table. Food on the table.
So does ads. One podcast has two ads. One has zero. So I know you're a bottom line guy. So
but you only care about yourself.
I'm not saying that.
You do. You say, leave me alone. I only care about myself. But then you have the stats of every other place. And
that's
fact.
Good for negotiations.
But how does what he's doing or whoever did that take away from you?
Because you will not stop tying the two of us together. I begged you not to do that.
I haven't
That's
tied
Nate
it together.
And Smitty forever. That's what I said. Don't do it.
I haven't tied you together.
I mean, you tried to get him fired.
Yeah. Thought it was bad for the company.
You kind of tied yourself to him in that respect.
Thought it was bad for the company.
I just want. I'm.
You are running. Yeah. Caesar. I mean, mm-hmm. Julius Caesar. That. You actually, I hate to say it, but when you compare yourself to the dog, Nate Dogg, that's things he says. It's bad for the company, so I got to take matters into my own hands. Like, that is what that is his mindset. Like, he knows best.
I don't think he's wrong. I mean, it's not wrong.
That Nate knows best?
No, if you feel a certain way, I mean.
But if you just kind of mind your own business, do the best you can do, everybody had that mindset.
I've been doing
be
that
great.
For 8 years.
I don't know about you minding your own business.
I'm just tired of the persecution. You're not getting persecuted the way you think you are. It's insane. Well, go ahead, Hank. What are you going to say?
If someone made Pardon My Fake merch,
right?
Yeah,
we would be furious.
That's what I said.
Guess
people,
what?
You allow
Guess
people
what?
To
if
come into radio
the, if I
when
try,
I'm on radio.
If I try to
let
get
me
the,
do Call It Daddy, then I'll do fucking women's rights segments every week on Call It Daddy.
Hank,
then.
Hold on.
I don't know that
Hold on, Hank. Under that,
right, but you allow the third string quarterback to bust into radio every fucking week.
What are you talking about?
Whatever.
I don't even know
fine.
What you're talking about.
Fine.
Who's the third string
I said
quarterback?
Keep people out of my content.
Who?
Cons.
Okay, but here's the point. Here's where it all lies. Hank, what you just said, if someone made a parody Pardon My Take thing, but I had tried to get them fired or not hired beforehand, don't you think that changes the equation just
no.
a little bit? No,
well,
not at all.
You would be able to get
not
them
at
not
all.
Hired beforehand anyway, so that but, really is a non...
But no, that doesn't change at all. That I would have tried to get... I would have tried to
if someone,
get people
if you
to
hated
slander
someone to the point
someone.
Where they, you tried to not get them hired, they still got hired, and then they came at you by making fake merch off of your podcast.
Only because
you'd
they
be
I tried to get him fired first.
You would still be furious.
But
you'd be
but
like,
Hank,
oh, I tried to
Hank,
get you fired,
if
but this
they
is funny.
Try, it, Hank, if I tried to get someone fired and then they came back at me, I wouldn't be like, why are they coming at me? I tried to get him fired.
But they still, you would still shut them down he from tried stealing
to get
your
them,
merch.
He tried to get someone not hired and not fired, or fired and not hired. He tried to squeeze someone out and then says, leave me alone. Don't put me into this. That's my only point. And I'm a rider.
All right, but,
it's a one-way street. You got to realize that if you get yourself in here, if you get in the mud, you're going to end up looking a little muddy from time to time.
Just remove the firing part from the situation and just make it
fake.
That's
a
pretty big part of the situation. That's a pretty big
fake merch. That's a pretty big part of the situation, wouldn't you say?
I don't think it's relative to... I think the merch thing is just a clown move. Come up with something original.
I mean, I'm blocked by Rico Bosco is original.
And funny. But
that's fine. It's the logo stuff.
Okay, you want to take that one down? You want to take down the logo stuff? We can take down the logo stuff.
But
Dave doesn't know what he can do.
I had nothing to do with that. And Hank, you of all people should know, like he, unfortunately, the two people that the whore sounds like is Nate Dogg and Smitty. Like Smitty being like, you should know everything that everybody is doing, and Nate being like, I know best. But anybody who's paid an ounce of attention, I let people do whatever the fuck they want here. When he's like, you let him run into radio, I honestly, third string court, I didn't even know what he was talking about. That's not my show. That's Brandon Walker, right? That's like, mm-hmm. that show's decision. No, you think that's my decision that I let the third string quarterback run in there? He's yelling at me. Do you know how lunatic that sounds? Pay attention around here for one fucking second. I don't know what the fuck's going on with all these other shows. I know what's going on in here. Nobody's been running in here.
Well, so that's actually not true.
Well, I invited them. Yeah, you can blame me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, the coin flip lost me a lot of money, so I had some people come in and ask him about it.
But
I have no problem with that.
Like, what he's blaming me for, I have nothing to do with. Except under your Smitty that I have to know literally what every single person is doing at all times. Or Nate, which is I know better.
I just don't understand the idea that, like, you can involve yourself with someone, but they can't involve themselves back with you.
Well, that's been Rico. That's been the whore from the beginning.
That's the part that, Hank, you have to explain that to me. I just can't comprehend that.
Who do
I can't
I
comprehend meddling
with?
In someone else's business and then having someone meddle in your business and be like, leave me alone.
I have no problem with the meddling in the business. I kind of understand that, you know. It's the blatant. It's just the unoriginality of it.
That's literally your only complaint?
Yeah.
All right. So then we'll take.
That's why I text you guys. You're sick fucks. You're just.
We had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with
it.
Those shirts.
We will take down the.
And as a rider, I'm offended.
Yeah. Very. Hank, when was the last time you went into you got into Rico's hole? When
Every
was the last
Wednesday,
time you
right here.
Hole?
I'm fucking. I can't even see out. I can't see the sky. I'm so deep in the hole.
Interesting. Okay. I'm just saying, Rico. Careful. All
right.
Careful.
When I say rider, I actually mean it.
No.
I don't mean it. The things I put up with.
I don't mean it.
The things I put up with from this
that?
Guy. Like,
I never
hey,
said that.
What, like, you guys are sounding awfully my merch. It's like show up on Cyber Monday. Verrazano Bridge is down.
I mean, it was shaking. It was literally.
There's
like,
literally
three other ways.
A 6-minute version mm-hmm. that can get you here. Mm-hmm. On Cyber Monday Telethon. I don't know if you heard the Dave Portnoy rant. It's like the people who on my show, it's like the people who don't show up on Cyber Monday, and this wasn't directed at the whore. This was to people. It's like there is no greater sign of disrespect to me than not showing up on Cyber Monday. It's the one day we asked for. I said that. It wasn't directed at the whore. But the whore should hear it.
Also didn't get the email.
But
true.
Do you know this company?
Not really. I've been part-time for 8 years.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
By the same token, like, so
is,
now this is the
okay.
this is the
so,
learning
okay.
process.
All right. So you're new. Great. You're the new guy.
Wait, so you know, you don't
two
know.
The,
wait, hold on.
He's
he
the
doesn't.
New guy.
He doesn't know this company, but he also knows when Dave's vacation schedule is, and now's the time to slander.
Correct.
That
Got
was,
it.
That was luck.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yep. Yeah. See how this kind of doesn't make sense?
Couple of Instagrams.
When you put it all out there, when you actually lay it out there, it doesn't make a ton of sense. Hank, let me ask you this. How many times have you called Rico or FaceTimed him to pump him up to try to get him back on the straight and narrow?
Zero.
Okay, great.
Can I?
You're
just,
a real rider. I fucking. I there's
we
therapy
a
session
rider off here.
There's a therapy
cat, you,
session
you literally,
every night with Rico.
You
I have
quit
to
like 2 weekends ago. You're like, I'm not a rider.
Oh,
I'm
that
a
was
rider.
A 24
like,
hour break.
Hot and cold. Big
24
cat.
Hour break.
Hot and cold cat.
I just want to say, dead serious, the two excuses that I've heard from the whore on why he couldn't come to events are the two weakest excuses I've probably heard since Tommy Zolo said he didn't come to work because of traffic. There's traffic during rush hour. A light bulb broke and the Verrazano Bridge was down. Though, if anybody else said that to me, and we say we're not a rider, that's why I am a rider. Because his lack of effort and productivity, and after signing and doing all this stuff, I'm going to do more, and then blames it on me because I begged to do more. The excuses, if anyone else gave those excuses...
You offered something and said, I said, all right, what do you want to do?
It's tough being a rider.
I said, what's
sometimes
on the table? You said everything.
But I am.
Whatever you want to do.
You didn't ask to do more.
It's tough being a rider, but I am.
In February, when you called me in,
you didn't want to do
with
more.
The envelope, I didn't know what was coming. I thought I was getting canned. And then you said, we got an envelope for you. We want you to do more. I said, all right. And then you got attainable goals, 2-3 times a week. That's what I'm doing.
Which, not wait, it's two now?
What? 2-3.
It was three.
It's always 2-3. 2-3. Got another podcast off the ground. We've been doing Pick Central.
But let's here's where
Big Star on Stool Streams. How are those numbers on Stool Streams?
You can't do this, okay? I'm doing more. You beg me to do more. I got another podcast. Did you beg me to do that podcast?
No.
I mean, that's
we went through the process. I went through the content team.
Hank,
this is where the test. This is where the truth gets stretched.
Supposed to come back to you.
It's a passion project.
This
didn't even listen
where
to
the
it.
The truth gets stretched. Rico, you know that this is where the truth gets stretched. You not only begged him to do it, but you also tried to get other people to not do it. You call when we were talking to other people who were college basketball people, you called me in a panic being like, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for me? You were high alert for fucking 9 months.
It's high alert 24/7.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
I live my life. 20,
but that's
10
the
day
truth.
Contract.
You'd call me up and you'd be like, hey, I heard you talking to this guy. What's going on here? What does this mean for me?
Yeah, well,
like, relax, Rico, relax.
I do my research. Bailey Cotton wrote college basketball articles. I do my research.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he freaked did, out yeah. when Bailey Carlin got hired.
I just asked.
Because he's like, hey, this guy wrote an article like in 2017.
I do my research.
Yeah.
We talked to Bailey's a couple a other guy. College basketball guys. You freaked out.
Who?
You know who. I'm not going to promote other podcasts because I'm a writer.
Right.
Right?
One of them makes money.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, one of them's trying to, and again, is getting shamed into taking down his merch.
No, I'm talking about a different one. Another people that we talked to. That we had come in, and you called me in a fucking panic.
I don't remember.
What's this mean for me? What does this mean for me? Are we really going to hire these guys?
I don't remember that.
And I take these therapy sessions with you, and I talk you off the ledge every time, and then Hank conveniently gets to show up every Wednesday and call himself a rider.
Who was that?
And Dave hires you and gives you everything you need, and we get accused of not being riders. It's just sad.
That.
It's sad. The amount of work that we do behind the scenes for Rico Bosco and then get our ridership
questions repeat there is
I'm in your hole 24/7. I literally come in your hole every day.
There is absolutely nothing that I have done and everyone knows this that has hindered your success or progress or anything. You I don't know what you think. Like, he doesn't affect you. We tried to have the picks. He's sharper than you at College Hoop. We tried to have him as a segment. You didn't have to record it with him. You could have combined it to one big. You want no part of it. You want, so it's like, as I said, we hired him, his best sports, college basketball. He got a podcast because you wouldn't allow him to be a small part of yours.
Right. Well, stars go down a different alley. Alex Cooper said, don't associate me with Tommy. She's a part-time person. Too. I mean, you
oh
go
boy.
A different. I'm just saying. I don't make the money she does.
No.
But certain
no.
people do.
No.
Certain people do different things.
I'll promise you this. If you get within 90% of what Alex Cooper brings in for this company, I'll shut down the other podcast.
All right.
That's a pretty good deal.
You got to do 10% of what she does.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to open up now? Are we going to have a pick'em?
Yeah.
Let's have you got that out of the way?
Can the whore fucking willingly spread her legs, please?
Yeah.
Rico, I'm sorry that you're on a cold streak right now. That sucks.
It sucks.
Okay?
And unequivocally, and for the record, and for the last time, Dan and I had nothing to do
zero
with the Bamocracy
zero
merch.
You don't believe it, but no, I don't talk to anyone about other people's merch. I barely even know what merch I'm putting out.
I'm going to be very honest. Somebody came into my office and said,
well, you want that? Maybe, Hank, you have to say that we're actually riders. You want
it
to admit that we're riders?
Chuck.
You want to barter?
I'm trying to get to the
came
bottom
into
of this.
My office,
it wasn't Gaz
said,
who?
Can we do this? I said, I want nothing to do with it.
Kevin? Allison? No.
I have loyalty. I can be. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus.
I just don't get how you have nothing to do with it, but then you're also hiding facts. It's questionable.
Well, I had nothing to do with it.
But then who
did? Because
you
know what? Then you can't say you can't allow it. Then you could have pulled the plug on it.
Right. Then you did have something to do with it.
It's fine.
I listen. People want to do merch. Throw it up. See how it goes. I didn't expect it to be up. I don't know if it's doing anything. I'll take a look. If it's not doing anything, we can take it down.
Are you still accusing Dave of going on the other podcast? When you it was That's clearly crazy. Not him?
Not going down that road.
Okay. It's fucking Joe. Guy said his name was Joe. It's crazy. The accusations. Sometimes this is why sometimes I question whether I'm a writer, but I am.
It's supposed to be a pick show, and here we are again.
Get your day started like a patriot. Black Rifle Coffee Company is serving premium coffee to people who love America. Founded by veterans, Black Rifle Coffee is about giving the freshest cup of coffee to the greatest country on earth and its citizens. Dan, I'll be honest. My wife used to send me out for these coffees, and now I got a package of Black Rifle. There's no more trips to certain coffee stores. We only run on Black Rifle in the Bosco House. Since 2014, Evan Hafer and Matt Best have combined two passions, developing premium fresh roasted coffee and honoring and supporting those who serve on the front lines. Black Rifle Coffee Company has donated over 45,000 pounds of coffee or over 1 million cups of coffee to soldiers deployed overseas, wildland firefighters on the West Coast, and medical workers during the COVID-19 response, just in 2020 alone. Black Rifle Coffee Company has the best solution to avoiding the store and getting the best coffee in America, the Coffee Club. Sign up today, pick your favorite coffee roast, see how often you get new shipments of America's coffee, and leave the rest to us with free shipping. Enjoy exclusive partner discounts and never run out of coffee again. Sign up today, pick your favorite coffee roast, set how often you get new shipments of America's coffee, and leave the rest to us with free shipping. Enjoy exclusive partner discounts and never run out of coffee again. So go to blackriflecoffee.com and use code PICKEM, P-I-C-K-E-M, today and check out the freshest coffee in America. They spend thousands of hours tasting, sourcing, and perfecting different coffees from around the world to be roasted by veterans for people who love America. BlackRifleCoffee.com and use code PICKEM gets you 20% off coffee, apparel, and gear, as well as 20% off the first month of the Coffee Club.
Man, all right, let's talk.
Doing
you want to talk college
in
football?
PMT studio.
Get us going with some college football talk, Rico. Let's go.
I don't think Ohio State should make the playoff.
Okay, why?
They're not going to have enough games.
If they play Michigan State and Michigan and then play in the Big Ten championship game.
Seven?
I think seven does it.
What's their best win, though, at this point? Well, so that's the reason with the preseason. They're holding it on the Colt. The Colt stinks.
Well, they would.
Michigan stinks.
No, their best wins would be Indiana and Northwestern.
And Indiana's record. I mean, I know they're going to lose the court. Yeah. Indiana might finish out of the top 25.
Yeah, that's fine, but they'll judge it for when they beat them with their
Which
starting quarterback.
Which I think is wrong, but that's...
What are you talking about? If a guy gets hurt, if Trevor Lawrence in the backup gets hurt and you beat Clemson, you didn't beat Clemson.
Fine. Yeah, you beat Indiana when they were stronger. Yeah. But overall, they are still then, Indiana might be a 4-3 team when it's all said and done, or 5-3.
Yeah, in a weird way, I would actually think if you're an Ohio State fan, you're rooting against, obviously, Florida winning. If Florida beats Alabama, you're kind of fucked.
I think Florida's going to beat Alabama.
I do not. So if Florida beats Alabama, you're kind of fucked. And then you're rooting in a weird way. This might be biased, but like, I think you're rooting for Northwestern to lose again. I think Ohio State beating Wisconsin in the Big Ten. Although Wisconsin can't get to the Big Ten championship, so I don't even know what I'm saying.
I don't think anything should matter, really. Obviously, I think eye test.
Yeah,
it's such a fucked up year.
But if they end up with 4 or 5 games,
I'm fine.
Texas A&M has like 11. That's
tough.
What
about Cincinnati going fully undefeated?
Yeah, that's. Cincinnati's
and shutting
not
down
gonna...
every offense. You really think they're not going to get in?
Mm-mm.
That's a shame.
Well, they didn't really shut down UCF, did they?
No.
SMU.
No, they did. And Cincinnati's also
UCF,
in a very
no, UCF
weird.
Didn't, yeah, I mean, they
didn't they have like 30 points, UCF?
Yeah, they did. Cincinnati's in a very
Memphis.
Weird spot now because they have to. They play Tulsa last game of the season, and then they play them again in the championship game. So they have to somehow beat Tulsa, but not so bad that Tulsa drops too far, and then beat them really bad in the championship game. They have to, like, I don't know how they're going to do that.
Which is also weird because you don't want to show anybody anything in a game that does. Like, normally Cincinnati might phone that game in.
But I don't think, I do not think Cincinnati will get in. I just think the bias is there. The, I mean, UCF, when UCF went undefeated, the highest they got ranked was like 12th.
And I think it's just, again, it's such a strange year. So I really do think this year, more than like anything, you look at it and it's like, as a viewer in a way, who would you rather see in that? To me, it's Ohio State.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Who would you rather see, Ohio State, Alabama, or Alabama, A&M? It's Ohio
State.
Yeah,
I don't want to see A&M again.
Right.
I do not want to see A&M.
I think that's how it's a fucked up year, and even though they play four or five games, I would give them the nod.
Would you agree, though, if Clemson beats Notre Dame and then Florida beats Alabama, that's your Final Four? Which would be 4 1-loss teams, and you have to keep Ohio State out? That's the part where it gets
so
tricky.
So then you have Clemson, Notre Dame,
Florida, Alabama. They all beat each other. Or Florida beat Alabama, but Clemson Notre Dame split.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would be
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so that's what you have to root against.
Yeah, and in that case, I can justify it by, like, fuck you, Big Ten. You slept for, like,
right.
half the
but
season.
By the same token, how do you allow, like, those teams already decided their fates in the conference championship.
Well, no.
I know there might not be anybody next up that's better
but get the SEC gets the reward for being basically forcing college football to be played.
Yep, I'd agree with that. And Alabama has been the best team all year. So if they lose to Florida in a close game, I don't think
the close game obviously matters.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Like, so here's
I just
here's
think it's
one.
Weird to keep to have a conference championship and then they get to play again in the final.
Well, they, yeah, I mean they would both have to win. But here's one I was thinking about: what happens if Clemson just destroys Notre Dame?
I think
does Notre, that kick Notre Dame out?
Nah, I don't think
if,
so.
If Clemson beats Notre Dame by, let's say, 30, do you think that that changes
yes.
it?
If they lose by 30,
I think Notre
yes.
Dame's got a lot built up right now. I don't know. You're right. 30 makes it a difference.
I'm just saying, like, with Trevor Lawrence, and then they beat him. If they beat him by 30, does that change? Because I think that, it, like, Alabama could lose to Florida. Alabama's not going to get killed by Florida. I would put my money on Alabama today.
The team that's sitting there that everyone is, like, looking at that could possibly sneak in, that I hate is A&M. And I think they're a good team. But you can't win your own division.
This already happened.
I know. We go down it every year.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's going to happen, but I don't think you can do it. I'm saying it's wrong. I know it will happen, but I'm saying it's wrong.
All right. So that's a little college football playoff. It's going to be a mess no matter what.
BYU should just get another game, too, from somebody. They should try to play Cincinnati.
Yeah, they should. I mean, they're not. They're, what, 13 now?
For, like, I mean, thanks, Rico.
Yeah, they should play Cincinnati.
Yeah,
it's a good idea. See,
we'll just have the two.
I'm trying to pump you up, man. I'm trying to pump you up.
Let them play in a non-power five bowl. Then, like, I know Cincinnati's going to go to a big bowl, but I'd rather see those two play and decide who's the best. You know what I mean? Their resumes have been compared all year.
Yeah, those New Year's Day bowls are a lot of money. What's up, Hank? What'd you say? Oh, I thought you were about to say something.
No.
All right. Should we do some picks? Should we do the Pat Hill
games?
What are
the big games? I don't know if I like the big games.
You don't like the big games?
I don't know what you have.
All right, I got Ohio State, Michigan State. Just because Ohio State, we got to see what they are. Ohio State's minus 24.
Without
59.5. What?
Without Ryan Day.
Without Ryan Day. Michigan State's the most schizophrenic team all year. They lose as 13-point favorites to Rutgers week one. They win as 24-point underdogs to Michigan. They lose by 42 to Iowa. They get shut out by Indiana, and they come back and they win as 13-point underdogs to Northwestern. Nothing makes sense with Michigan State. I love Ohio State in this game because they have to put up big-time points, and they have to run up the score, and I don't think Michigan State has enough to keep up with them.
It goes right to the eye test. They have to run it up. They have to look good. They have to remind people they're still Ohio State. I like Ohio State first half in game.
Dave?
Yeah. That Michigan State game, huge miss, huge penalty call. It was fourth down. Northwestern went for it. Northwestern got stuffed going out to take a lead. They were driving the field. Then they went for it on fourth down in Michigan State territory. It was an interception run back to the 10, but there was clear pass interference, and the referee was staring right at it, mm-hmm. threw the flag, and then they picked it up.
Big Ten refs have been
made
so
no
bad.
Sense. Changed the tenor of the game. I like Ohio State. I like the over here.
They've been so bad.
What'd you say the total was?
59.5. Is that not right?
So what do you, without looking, what do you think Ohio State's team total would be?
I have no idea.
42? 45?
What's halftime line going to be? What do you have that at?
Penn usually waits a little longer. Hold on.
I'll take halftime anything under 14. 14 and
I would
under.
Take it even on the 17, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it under
we
17.
We said they're going to kill him, so.
Yeah, I'll take Ohio State first half and Ohio State game. Noon game. Noon game.
Okay, here it is.
Liberty Coastal
first half.
Yeah.
12 and a half.
All right, so give it to us.
Yeah, take that.
12 and a half, and then
Ohio State's team total is 41 and a half. We only doing spreads, or can we put?
You can. Well, we've never done team totals, have we?
Yeah, fine. So keep it off. But I mean,
you're gonna
that
do
makes
that?
Sense too.
This
I would advise people to take that as well. That's a little bonus Christmas treat over 41 and a half.
That's nice of you. Are we getting Christmas presents in a couple weeks?
I'm still waiting on mine.
Oh, got yeah. yours hanging in your office.
No, well,
the sign. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that wasn't really. I mean, you gave me my Christmas gift in June.
Well, they shut down the fucking world from March to. I had it in beginning of March.
That, you had the Christmas gift in the beginning of March?
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything.
March.
I have to pick them. What?
My Christmas gift. You're blaming COVID on why I didn't get my Christmas gift on time?
I wasn't in. I wasn't here. You weren't here. I was going to give it to you. Whatever.
Are we getting Christmas gifts?
Yeah, I got to look at it.
Oh, sounds like we're not.
I like to get the right gift. I got to figure it out.
Sounds like we're not. I mean, I would like one, but
am I getting one?
How about my gift to you is that I come in your hole every day. Right. Every fucking day I'm living in your holes. I'm in every single hole. You have a hole, I'm in it.
All right.
I stuff all your holes.
He's a whore.
Yep. A hoo-ah. All right, Liberty Coastal Carolina. Liberty's quarterback might be out with COVID.
Yeah,
Coastal Carolina.
Sucks. Game day, right?
Yeah, -10, over-under's 55.
Myrtle Beach.
I'm going to take Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, game day, biggest game probably in the history.
Who's
10.
Out?
The quarterback Willis. For Liberty might be, he has COVID, but he doesn't know if they're going to play. They don't know if he's going to play or not.
I have the over here. I would never go against Coastal, but I think it's a lot of points. I didn't the quarterback issue. I love the Chanticleers, but I'm going to just go over here.
Okay. Rico.
Coastal and the over.
Okay.
Most guys have tried different ways to last longer, but thinking about Boise State's rushing offense or Hawaii's passing defense doesn't always work. The folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer-lasting sex. Roman Swipes are clinically proven to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast-acting, but don't require a prescription. Roman can swipe ships to you in a discreet, unmarked packaging. An easy swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/Pick'em. You get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/Pick'em. P-I-C-K-E-M.
West Virginia, Iowa State.
Can I just do a quick announcement just
yes.
so it doesn't catch anybody off guard? I just tweeted this about the Bobocracy shirts, and I feel like it's the right move. Where'd Hank go?
He had a meeting. He's a big rider. Hank's a huge rider. He had to leave.
Yeah, he's rubbing off on him.
And he kept on saying, too, Hank kept on saying, well, I'm here every Wednesday. I guess that only counts for 25
minutes.
It's
amazing minutes. That you and I are the only ones who can sit through this every single week.
It's crazy.
It's like,
and we're the only ones who get questioned. It's just, I feel like sometimes I'm living
I
in
I looked
a,
up. He's just gone.
I feel like I'm living in a bizarro world where, like, if you actually state the facts of what Dave and I have done for Rico, you'd be like, those are the two biggest riders that have ever lived. And then you look at everyone else, and you're calling them riders, and Hank's gone. He just left. He just walked out.
He snuck right out.
Well, no, he scheduled a meeting during Pick'em. He's such a big rider. He was like, yeah, these things can wait.
So I just tweeted, I'm filming Barstool Pick'em right now. It's tense. I have agreed to take down the Bimocracy shirts. Unless all caps, we sell 250 of these before the pod drops today because Rico agrees the company bottom line is bigger. Some things. I think that is very fair.
That's huge. And you know what? I'm going to retweet it.
You don't think that's fair?
That's so fair. How is that not fair?
How is that not fair?
It's mockery merch. You're pumping that. You haven't touched ours. You know how many we sold?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
How many?
We did all right.
How many?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how the.
I mean,
I think
do
it's
you
all right,
or don't you?
No, because I'm not going to. I mean, it's. I think it's good.
Well, how many?
I don't know. You could be like,
do
oh,
you
it's not
know?
Good. Yeah, like,
do
you think
you know?
It's good? Yeah, I know.
How many?
Well, I knew day one. I don't know since. We probably moved a little bit more. So
how
I
many?
Know. I don't want to give an incorrect number. I think we did all right.
Are you getting the numbers?
Yeah, of course.
All right. How's that not fair?
Is what it is.
I would actually agree with you. It's too bad Hank's gone, huge rider. I would agree with you about the just ripping off your logo. That's kind of lame. I'm blocked by Rico Bosco. It's a funny shirt. I'm sorry, but that is a funny shirt. Okay? That's a badge of honor.
All right.
Skells. That, you know what? You should be happy. We're literally...
That's what 15-year-old Steve said.
Yeah, we're tricking Skells into telling the world who they are.
It's like a little mock on their
Yeah.
heads.
We should get like a little...
Are you a 15-year-old Steve guy?
Yeah.
Rico, we should get like a little, like some, like a star or something. No, put on Skells. No. Oh, okay. All right.
Always turns into this.
Well, that's just an idea. You brought pork on Yom Kippur.
Oh, he's back. Hey, thanks. He's such a big rider. He's finally back.
Yeah, well.
You're a rider.
I am a rider.
Right.
I wasn't going to move the pick'em. I know that's a...
Right. No, you're a rider. You had to leave. David, I don't leave.
I stepped out for a second.
You are sick fuck.
You're a sick fuck. You're such an asshole. You're such an asshole.
We're here.
So am I.
We're here. Hey, Rico needed your help.
No, he didn't. No, it's a room full of riders. What help could he need?
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. It's a good point. We are all riders. West Virginia at Iowa State. Iowa State -7.
I was gone for 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was tense 2 minutes.
Talking about Florida. I thought we were just doing picks.
West Virginia at Iowa State. Iowa State -7. Over-under is 50. Rico.
I had a rider turn me on to this one. I had no opinion. I would never pick this game. He says that West Virginia, while they have a good defense, they get lit up on the run. So shout out to my boy Clark Nato.
We're shouting that out?
Yeah, the stats. You say they have a good defense. Oklahoma State ran for 203. Texas Tech both ran for 179 on the ground. Iowa State has a mobile quarterback in Breece Hall. I'm going to take Iowa State.
What? Iowa State?
You mean Breece Hall?
Yeah, he's not their quarterback.
Oh, their running back? That's how it shows you I'm out of it. I'm giving my rider
a shot.
I'm taking. Again.
Right?
Yeah,
so
I
you
gotta
gave
pick
a rider
a shot.
I'll give you the wrong information.
No. He wrote Breece Hall. I just assumed it because I haven't really been on Iowa State. I haven't really been on West Virginia. I'm going to take Iowa State. Teams get lost in the mix. I say this all the time. Those are two teams lost in the mix. Trying to win the Pat Hill.
They're
lost in my mix. Money's in the crumbs. You follow the
That's
late
not a
night
crumb
games.
Game. Definitely not a crumb game.
Mm-mm.
Right. That's why I lose some of the big ones.
Mm. Oh, all right. I get it. I like Iowa State here as well because I watch football.
I don't. I'm going to go different. I'm going to take West Virginia. I'm trying to look it up. I don't think – who told you this that, like – I'm pretty sure Iowa State isn't a super heavy, like, run team. I think they pass a good amount. And I know that West
– Hull leads the Big 12 with 140 rush yards a game.
West Virginia has a very good pass defense. Let's see. Iowa. All right, I'm going to take Iowa State. I'm going to take West Virginia. I guess we'll all disagree on this.
Purdy's their quarterback. What the fuck's my
That's okay. We all make mistakes. You've had times when you've called me Pledge Master Dan. Pass plays, Iowa State, 53%.
Yeah, also West Virginia is number one in the nation for pass defense.
There you go. So I don't know.
On them.
Yeah, but they're passing 53%. Like, look, you might be right, but...
They're a pretty balanced team,
Iowa State. They're not like run.
So if it's 53-47 and West Virginia has a little bit of a weaker run, I expect... More run in this game.
I just
you
like
can't
the
pass
spot.
On
I just like the spot. That was
Fine.
A huge win for Iowa State against Texas.
Again, it was nowhere near my radar.
They clinch into the Big 12 championship game. That's a statement. That's like a that's a big Matt Campbell arrival win. Everyone was talking about it, so I just think there might be a little bit of a letdown. I'll take West Virginia +7.
Yeah, I don't hate that law. I just don't think West Virginia's offense is very good.
No, their offense is bad. So. No, this is a – there will be point – in this game where I need West Virginia to do something offensively and I will have to
So
hold
I think
my
it
breath.
Could be close and then kind of a pull away at the end.
What's the total?
50. Oh. You like it?
wanted to take the under.
What stopped you?
Nothing. Under.
There you go.
There it is. Iowa, Wisconsin. Or sorry, Indiana, Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 14. Over-under is 45.5. Penix is out. He's bad, by the way. I watched that Maryland game. It's actually on TV right now. He was 2-for-15. He was so bad. That was such a bad game. Wisconsin hasn't played in a couple weeks. Dave.
I like Indiana. I don't care about the quarterback being out. I think they're a pretty good team. I like the coach. I think it's very close. I think Indiana could win. I think Wisconsin could win, but that's a lot of points. And I think it's probably based on the quarterback being out. That's why it's so big.
Yeah. I think it went from 9-14. So, Rico.
Wisconsin's going to win, but I'll take Indiana just because I love Tom Allen.
All right.
It's another, like, you can't, you know, prove us wrong. Like, everyone's against us. He loves to thrive in those spots. It's going to be ugly. Indiana's like, the only way that is that they hold Wisconsin defensively, but I think they'll figure something out and just be so riled up that they'll keep it ugly and they'll stay within the number.
All right, I'll take the Badgers. I think
everything makes sense to take the Badgers. Well, it seems like the
wrong
pick.
It's a big spread, but Wisconsin, they have to play for they're trying to get into the New Year's Day Bowl slot. So I think they're, what, 16 right now? If they can win out, I think they would probably land somewhere around 10-9. So crazy. they could get that bowl game. What were you saying?
What's their record? 2-1. It's crazy.
Oh, I thought I heard you click it. What? 2-1. 2-1. It's crazy. 2-1. And they have. Fuck! I don't even know who we finished with. Maybe Iowa's still on the schedule. I really wanted to kick the shit out of Minnesota.
Can they make up all these games? What's going on with that?
They can't make up any of them. Big Ten has screwed us.
Disaster.
Alabama, LSU. LSU plus 29.5, over under 67.5.
Hate to do it. I never do it, but I like the under here.
Ooh. I actually don't hate that.
I don't think LSU is going to score.
So bad.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to score.
Yeah. I don't hate that.
Yeah, the under's 8-2 in the last 10 meetings.
Ooh. Yeah. Here we go. Katie Stats.
I rarely, if ever, I can't remember last time we go to college football under. I actually do. I think it was Oklahoma State, and there's like 0 points in the first half.
Fed them. Yeah.
And then it went haywire, ended on that play. They threw like
fumble,
backwards. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So let's hope that doesn't happen, but I'll take the under here.
Rico.
I got scared last week with Saban. I should have just kept it as a heavier play. Bama first half. Bama game. I'm not going to steal the under, but that's a good pick.
You can take it now.
Now you can take it. You can't do it a minute before
there's
math.
Yeah, there's no problem with sharing picks now.
67.
It's 2 minutes before kickoff being like, I can't let them get ahead of me in the Pat Hill, so add it to my card. Now is totally, this is what this is for.
I'll take that under too.
There you go. All right, I'll take Bama. And what's Bama first half? Do we have it? Try to find that. I think Bama. This is a Saban loss last year to LSU. Coach O was obviously the media darling. I'm a Coach O guy. But if you don't think Nick Saban has a little revenge on his tasting on his
he's not coaching,
pissed that he missed
right?
the fucking game.
He's on schedule.
Saying he's coming back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He's just pissed he missed the football game. What are they doing?
But I just feel like this is Alabama and LSU are the two premier programs in the West. And had their number last year. They got a
first half on Penn.
No. All right, so we'll have to update that. I will take Alabama and Alabama first half as well. All right. Those are the Pat Hill games. Let's do our cards. Before we do that, Radix Remedies is a national CBD provider launched by a group of friends who saw firsthand the benefits of CBD oil. The founders set out to provide pharmaceutical quality hemp-based CBD oil legally purchasable in all 50 states. The hemp-based CBD is THC-free, so no psychoactive high, just pure CBD relief. Radix has a wide variety of infused products, including tinctures, topicals, and more like their top-selling Sleepy Bears, helping you achieve deep sleep and recharge. When taken daily, NeuroRoot Focus Plus promotes a brain function, memory development, and a positive mood. For long-lasting daily energy, increase your focus, motivation, and concentration at work, university, or any other athletic activity. Coding, design, creativity, night shifts, study sessions, entrepreneurs, stage performance, all these things. Whatever your reason, NeuroRoot will have you on point. It's a real-life, limitless pill. You got to try it. If you're watching football all day, maybe that will help too. So just head over to Radix, R-A-D-I-X, remedies.com/Barstool. Use code Barstool to unlock some special deals lined up just for all of you. Act now to receive 10% off with code Barstool. Pre-order NeuroRoot Plus now. All orders will be entered to win free CBD for a year. Be sure to catch their Black Friday lightning sales. Best prices of year, 12 days of Christmas, giveaways throughout December. Follow on social media to join. Go again to radixremedies.com/Barstool. Use code Barstool. All right, cards. Rico, why don't you start?
Thursday night special. Air Force, first half -6.5, -11. Air Force ran for 415 yards versus Boise State. Utah State gives up 490 per game, 202 on the ground. Air Force will murder the clock, have long 19-play drives. Air Force wins this game. Memphis Tulane over 63. Team score 65 combined. D's give up 59. Take the over. Another blind over. Houston SMU over 68. They combine to score 70, 927 yards. They give up 66, 880 yards. Over. Florida -17. Florida -8.5 first half. Their D is playing better, quietly, Florida. The offense left some points on the board last week. Fumbles going in, field goals instead of touchdowns. It's a rivalry. They can hang it on Tennessee. I like it. North Carolina State, Georgia Tech, over 59.5. You guys turn me on to the Georgia Tech overs. I'm going to take it.
There might be rain.
Yeah?
Yep. Just heads up. I'm a rider.
Okay.
I'm just...
Give it to me.
I looked at it. Yeah, yeah. No, because I like North Carolina State in that game.
Fresno State makes a return. They're still 2-0 since we've had Pat Hill on. I actually hate the spot. Nevada's really good, but I'll take Fresno +7. Clemson -22.5. Clemson first half -11. Virginia Tech D is struggling, and Clemson needs to roll. And I have a double lock of the week.
Ooh. Dave.
Big card. I'll go quick here. We got 25 games. Kansas State +9.5 at home against Texas. Texas got dagger. Kansas State has been good at home, not good on the road.
Heard two guys from Texas opted out, too.
We got the over, Kansas, Texas Tech, 62.5. I like Ohio State, 23.5 and over 59.5 against Michigan State. I like Auburn at home, +7 against A&M. They've been pretty good at home as well.
Good pick.
The over in Coastal Liberty, 55.5. Florida, I agree with Rico, -17. I watched that game, and I actually won it by half a point. But Florida's offense sucked in that game. I think they were just sleepwalking and will be more alert in Knoxville. Listen. Michigan can't be favored against anybody. I don't care who they're playing, but they're 5.5-point favorites against Maryland. I don't give a fuck. Maryland could be the worst team ever. Michigan can't be favored versus anybody. They're that bad. So I'll take Maryland and the over 58.5. I like Illinois at home, 12.5 against Iowa. I like the over 50.5 there. I like Indiana +14.5 against Wisconsin. I like Iowa State -7 at home against West Virginia. I like BC +6.5 against somebody, Virginia, and the over 54. I love the over in Georgia Tech, NC State. You said rain. I still love it. I like Oregon -10 against Cal. Cal's horrible. Arizona +7 at home against Colorado. Clemson 22.5. Give me them to roll. I like the over in Baylor, Oklahoma, 63. The under, Bama, LSU, 67. I like the over in Miami Duke. It smells like an over game at night, 61.5. Arizona State's played one game. That's remarkable. I will take the over against UCLA, 55.5. And then at Fresno, Pat Hill, stay hot, 7. So there's the card. I actually love the card.
All right. I'm going to add some a little bit later, but right now I have Florida -17, NC State -7, Colorado -7, Oregon -9.5, bounce back for them. Utah -11.5. At home against Oregon State. I think Oregon State will come out a little flat off of that awesome win in, we're not allowed to call it the Civil War anymore, no. Whatever it is. Auburn +7, Memphis Tulane over 63, Tulane -1.5, Clemson -22, Miami Duke over 61.5. Like I said, I'll add a couple. And then obviously everything I had on the Pat Hill. Locks of the week, Dylan. Oklahoma State for Dylan. Aria.
Ohio State first half.
Ohio State first half for Aria.
Alabama first half.
Alabama first half for Hank, who's the number one rider.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who are you taking, Lance?
That's just Riders supporting Riders. Syracuse.
Who do they got?
Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Katie.
Clemson.
Like it. Dave.
We're doing this on Wednesday, but that Georgia Tech NC State, I love that. Georgia Tech is just the perfect over team. So I don't the weather.
I just saw it, and I don't.
Are
think
you talking like hurricane?
It's rains. Rain's okay. Wind is when you want it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I
but what are we talking?
I
just saw in here heavy rain in New York. I don't know what that means. And heavy rain's a problem too.
Heavy rain is absolutely a problem.
But I'm going to stick with that, but I may switch it if it turns into the
hurricane. I just remember I was looking. Yeah, I actually have it pulled up on weather.com. So 10-day forecast, Raleigh, North Carolina, Saturday. What time's the game?
Probably noon.
Four. Oh, so you might be okay. AM rain, winds 13 miles an hour, 70% chance of rain.
I'm going to stick with it for now.
You want to add that to my card, too, because I like that as well. I talk myself out of it with the rain, but fuck it. Now that I'm looking at it, if it's morning, we're fine. All right, I'm going to take Buffalo, Ohio, over 58.5 for my lock of the week. Rico.
Does that scare you? That number's too low. I saw that.
Well, Ohio plays decent defense, but they're both pretty fast teams.
Nathan, the brother is out. Whatever the brother's name is, I heard is out. I'm going to take double Marshall, first half minus 13.5, Marshall minus 23.5. Their D is exceptional. They're allowing 11 points a game. The running back for Rice, Tovian, their lead running back, he missed last week. He's questionable. Their number one wide receiver, Trammell, is game time. And Grant Wells is having a phenomenal year. Nobody's talking about Marshall.
I talk about him. They've been in my top 10 every single week.
Okay. Anybody but Dan is not talking about Marshall. I took him once. They did really well. I like Marshall a lot here to hang it.
Okay. Are we good?
Yeah.
You feel good?
Yeah.
You mad?
No. Got a big interview later.
Oh, Hank, good I luck. Just saw your text. That's okay that you have to leave.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
I did just see it.
Okay.
I did what? I literally just looked at my phone for the first time.
All right.
Rico, we good?
Yeah.
What I mean, it doesn't feel good, but whatever.
I'm good.
Okay.
Good. We hashed it out.
All right. We feel good. All right. That's Pick'em.
Let me see if I can get any update. I said,
who knows? Yeah, can we get that?
So there. let me see here. So I said before, what time does the podcast get posted?
Tonight.
Mine? Oh, this one? Tonight.
What? The ego on this guy. What time is this podcast? Mine? Oh, this one.
We are complete.
You're doing more. You lose track. You're on a radio show. You're on this.
That was just a window.
Doing stool streams.
Into what we deal with.
Yes. When's this podcast? mine? Oh, this one? You mean the one we're on live, right? Like this one? Yeah, this one.
This one. All right. What are you doing, too? You get juggled.
Yeah, well, you too. Oh, yeah, because me and Dan don't do anything else.
No, you do.
Let's see here.
It's crazy, man. I live in a crazy world. It's just a crazy...
You like it, though.
I just give, and I get nothing back in return.
No, you get things back.
No, so, what do I get back? What do I get back?
I teach your son crossover dribbles.
All these things are fake. I give you real things. I give you friendship, guidance, all these things, and I get nothing in return.
I don't give you friendship.
We've sold...
Sometimes, but sometimes you're really mean and really annoying.
57.
57?
Since I tweeted that out of the Bemocracy shirts.
Okay.
So if they got to get to 250 or as a solid to Rico Bosco.
But you tweeted it.
Yeah, right.
But that's what he's saying. What are you talking about?
You could tweet.
He's letting people know.
A piece of shit and be like, 250 people have to buy this.
No, that's not true. No, that's never been true here. I've had merch that hasn't sold.
I hope that wasn't a slight at the Stoolies.
It's a credit to the Stoolies for
their
loyalty. We've had
plenty of stuff. Mm. The Balloon Boy shirts didn't sell any.
There it is.
You never put
it on. You didn't put...
No. Falcon.
You said it on your podcast. Once you tweet... Dave, you literally said it. Once you tweet about it, once you start getting people talking about it, then they sell.
Right.
If you didn't say that, they wouldn't sell any.
If you're trying to get me... Hank, to apologize for selling merch.
I'm not. I'm
I will
saying,
not do it. It's in the best interest of everybody. And this is what we go back. Are we Riders? Are Riders Stoolies? Are Stoolies Riders? I don't know. I don't know because I'm trying to help everybody. This doesn't go into my pocket.
I'm lost.
Well, how can selling 250 shirts in a couple hours be a bad thing for anybody?
Because it's theft.
No. I actually, when you were when you had to leave, the Pick'em podcast.
I stepped out for a fucking second.
I actually, you go back to the tape. I said, I wish Hank were here.
Oh my God.
Because I actually agree with him that ripping off the B Mob, the Bench Mob logo is lame.
Can I ask something?
But the I'm Blocked by Rico Bosco is a funny shirt.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
In this room, man to man. And we do multiple things. There's two guys, three actually, in this room that are part of what I would say is a very successful podcast at this company.
Mm-hmm.
The name of it is part of my take.
Mm-hmm.
Was that based on anything?
Mm. I actually was the person who came up with the name, and yes.
And we took their logo and we took it down.
Because you got sued.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. We need to cease and desist our own company. If Rico Bosco wants to get legal counsel...
Oh, he actually said that he was looking into his contract the other day. So he's having a breakdown.
If he wants, how does that work? We were threatened with a legal law. But
I said that in the beginning. We have to cease and desist our own company, and that's sad.
Well, if it gets to that point, it gets to that point.
Rico did say in one of my therapy sessions with him, he's like, yeah, I'm looking through my contract.
No, he's tied
right
up.
Now.
He's locked in. He's signed. A whore. Yeah, he's a whore. He's my whore.
I thought it says on there you're an independent.
No, if you read the fine print, it says Dave Portnoy's whore.
That was a contract.
This is not an employment thing.
You are Dave Portnoy's whore. Sign here.
Yeah.
And you signed willingly.
For life. You signed it. You whore.
Good show.
Great show.